What's up? It's your red idol Bells Hikos from Hololive English Council! And welcome to another episode of Brewing and Grooving with Bae! Yes. Oh, but first, we need coffee. Sip time! Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome! This is my music and talk segment on Spotify, where we talk about my musical endeavors, whether it be original music, cover music, anything music really, and I talk to you about them. That's pretty much it. So we can talk about, we normally talk about the process, the brainstorming, and the behind the scenes, and you get to listen to the song as well after we finish talking about them. So it's kind of a more immersive experience. So, grab yourself a snack, grab yourself a drink, and let's get started! Today's episode, we'll be talking about the three remaining songs on my brand new EP, Pandemonium. Since we talked about Psycho last time, I'm gonna talk about the other three in more detail. So buckle up, get ready for a ride. So, first up we have Drown. Whew, Drown is the ballad of this EP. And I'm not gonna lie, I had a lot of trouble with creating Drown. I think the main reason why it was so difficult was, one, it's a very difficult song to sing. It requires a lot of vocal control. And I think the other reason is because it's very personal to me, whilst also being very law focused, if that makes sense. So this EP, I drew a lot of inspiration from, you know, my lore as the being incarnation of chaos, you know, and before the gods summoned me to become leader of the council, I was just chaos existing in the abyss. So I drew a lot of inspiration from that. You know, chaos, even though it's disorderly, is quite lonely. It is a concept that exists solely for itself and solely on its own. It doesn't really have any influence of others, nor does it take influence from others. And it, to me, the image that I had was just a big ball of nothing. That was my inspiration. And yeah, I think thematic wise, I pictured a big ball of nothingness, but also as if this big ball of nothingness was drowning. Was at the bottom of like the Mariana Trench. That's how nothingness I wanted this song to embody and convey, and I hope that got across to you when you listen to the song. When I recorded this song is very commonly known to me and to the brat as the Blue Fairy Light song. I'm a very visual person, and I really need to get into the atmosphere to be able to convey a certain atmosphere. Meaning, I turned on blue fairy lights in order to successfully convey, you know, to put myself into a situation where, you know, it matched the feeling of the song. And that's why this is called the Blue Fairy Light song. Yes. Please put on some headphones. It's kind of like ASMR, best enjoyed via headphones. You know, turn off the lights in your room, close your eyes, and just lay on your bed or sit back and close your eyes and enjoy. This is my song, Drown. Now, the next song in the EP is called boom. Yes, boom, boom, boom. A very common phrase that I use all the time. And this is kind of like the Dance Nation song. I wanted a song that I could just groove to and just makes people want to start dancing. It has a big influence from K-pop. I really like hype, upbeat K-pop songs. And this definitely reflects that kind of genre and style, I would like to think. It is produced by Zek. And it just... the chorus has such a catchy hook. Or catchy beat and rhythm and melody. You know. I can't wait to start thinking about choreo for this song. And hopefully performing it live one day. That'd be amazing. I think... this is one of the songs I was very, very excited to create because I had also a very clear idea of what I wanted this song to be. You know, I wanted it to be kind of like a marching military style, something similar to like Kill This Love by Blackpink. Yeah. And I think it does convey that kind of marching uniformity vibe. And I'm really, really happy with how this song turned out. And it just kind of gets you moving. You know, it gets you moving. So, this is a song about, you know, disorderly order. That makes sense. And it's about hype and living life to the fullest and just being hype. Yeah. Please enjoy my song. Boom. And the fourth and final song of this EP is called Mess. Screw those deadlines. Screw those deadlines. Yes. Mess is the final song composed by Camellia. And this is also very special. Ah, what am I saying? They're all very special to me. This song is special to me because it really encapsulates who I am, I think, as a streamer, and also just who I am as a rat. You know, the message behind this song, Mess, is kind of like the positive outlook, the realistic positive outlook on life. And I think it's a good conclusion for this EP, since, you know, Psycho, you know, is kind of like the chuny dark image, and then, you know, it snowballs down into being, you know, those semi-depressive and lonely feelings that everyone feels before, you know, the tension rises up again and it's like, yo, I'm badass, I'm a dance, I'm a rap, I'm so cool type boom. But, you know, at the end of the day, everyone is just trying to be who they are to the best that they can. And sometimes it's okay to not be okay. And understanding that fact is what makes it okay. You know? And I take a lot of inspiration from my experience, you know, being in Hololive. You know? I think there are a lot of times where I can say that I'm not okay. You know? I could say that I'm extremely tired. I feel burnt out. All I want to do is sleep. You know, my body hurts. My head hurts. I'm not okay. Objectively, I'm not okay. But a lot of those things are outweighed by the fact that I love what I do. And that, you know, I was given this opportunity. And, you know, even if I'm not okay, I'll be okay. Because that outweighs all the things that make me not okay. Does this make sense? I think I'm rambling. But that's what the message behind Mess. And I love the fact that the lyrics showed exactly what I was trying to say through this song. And also, it's a really catchy beat. I think we may have found another phrase that will rival YOLO is my ninja way. Screw those deadlines! But I'm really happy. A lot of people seem to enjoy Mess. So for those who haven't listened, listen now. Mess. And that is my new EP, Pandemonium, now available on Spotify. If you would like to save it, stream it, please do. I worked really, really hard on it, and I really hope that you guys enjoy it. This EP is kind of an introduction to me, you know, as a singer, but also just as a rat. It's who I am in 4 songs. Pretty much. So, yeah, I do hope you enjoy it. From here, I hope to create even more original music. I wanna, you know, keep moving, keep chugging on, creating more and more amazing things for you guys to enjoy. This EP is released. We finished one project, on to the next. And I'm gonna keep working really, really hard to one day, hopefully, if we can, be able to put on a live concert, a solo live concert. That would be absolutely dream come true if that is possible. But I'm gonna work really, really hard to make that a reality. And I hope you guys continue enjoying my music. And yeah, spending, you know, your time with me and continuing on this amazing journey together. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Brewin and Groovin with Bay. Make sure you stream Pandemonium. Yeah. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. 안녕, 잔니. 따바다.